reminding myself and sharing that reminder with you as I currently watch my chrysanthemum blossom in the water as I steep my tea and try to recenter myself. Whether you're listening to this first thing in the morning to set your intentions for the day, to chill out in the middle of your busy working day, or to wind down before bed, take a deep breath with me through your nose and slowly out. Now, it's only Tuesday and I am already feeling tired. I've just come from a weekend, but that weekend didn't really feel like a rest. And so I wanted to talk to you about how I am trying to debunk the idea of no rest for the wicked, because these are words that I used to live by when I was starting out in my career. I thought that every minute while everyone else was asleep gave me an advantage to get ahead. But I had to teach myself to be patient, and be patient because nothing blooms all year. If I did bloom every day, every season, there would be nothing special about the things I'm able to accomplish, and I would never be able to take a step back and look at it and see how far I've gone and how much progress I have achieved. It is kind of hard to slow down when you have a goal in mind, when you're so focused on where you want to go, and you're driven and you're passionate about the things that you're doing. But then we have to think that life is not about sprinting every damn day, but rather being in it for the long haul and running a freaking marathon. This mindset allows us to pace ourselves, run a little bit faster when we need to, and maybe take a walk and just take in the scenery when we pass by a beautiful place in our run. We often think that the more effort we put into something, the results will be greater. And I think this is a mentality that is brought about by a society that has been molded into like a labor force, a mindset that tells you that you only achieve something if you wear yourself out. We concentrate all of our energies in a burst within a shorter period of time, and therefore, later on, we end up feeling demotivated and uninspired or just plain tired. I'm sharing this with you because this is something that I'm still trying to teach myself. I know all of these concepts. I know that I need to remind myself every time, but to apply it in daily life is not that easy, especially if you have been so used to a routine that maximizes every minute of your day. Like, my to-do list is packed, and if I see like there's a free slot to do something, if I could squeeze in another task in 1 minute, some days I actually would. And when I review my journal or like my task lists from previous days and I see that I've done that to myself, instead of being so proud, I have to reflect. And this is not how you're going to get to where you want to go. And I know that it's not just me, especially because we are living in very uncertain times and taking advantage of this period and, you know, focusing all of your energy into work, trying to distract yourself by keeping yourself busy. We heal from what we go through by feeling them, by sitting with ourselves and taking the time to sort through emotions and feelings and even thoughts without any judgment for ourselves. And this is how we grow, by sitting through the discomfort. This is how we find the zone beyond what we have been comfortable with. We don't always have to have every aspect of our lives together. Some people are really just winging it, no matter how much you think they're doing well. Whole health means focusing on a particular aspect of your life, but always with the intention of growth. So there are a lot of pillars, and there are a lot of like buckets for you to fill. And trust me, it will drive yourself nuts if you try to keep them filled all at the same time, all together, every minute and every day. So over the quarantine, mine was in my spirituality, because I felt that taking care of my body is something that has been natural to me. Although a lot of our routines have been affected, I felt that my spirituality was what would anchor me through the most challenging times, as it has in the past. So I put a little bit more energy and time really meditating, connecting with both myself and the universe, which are pretty much the same thing. But if you, in your journey, find that this time asks of you to pay more attention to your movement practice or your diet or maybe even your relationships, whatever it is, trust your gut, trust your intuition, because it is never going to fail you in life. And if your body signals that you need to take a break from whatever it is that has been eating you up or distracting you or keeping you busy, listen to it. And you don't have to wait for the weekend to do that. You can carve out a couple of hours from your day and stop making the excuse that you are too busy or you have a ton of things to do today, because there will always be tomorrow. And tomorrow you can do your tasks, but you will never, ever have this moment again for yourself, never in your entire lifetime. So put yourself first, take the time to breathe, and maybe enjoy a cup of tea or coffee. Today, it is tea for me. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see you again tomorrow.